But let's talk tech now with Fevzi Turkel. We'll talk about the CES electronics show shortly. But first of all, Fevzi, who, by the way, Fevzi, if you don't know Fevzi, he's the gadget detective from the gadgetdetective.com website and his podcast as well. Fevzi joins us now. Fevzi, let's get your view first on this new ChatGPT thing and AI telling you about your health. What's your view on all of this?
Yeah, so ChatGPT or OpenAI have announced something called ChatGPT Health. And it's essentially, it's a system that reviews your medical records and answers your questions and puts it in context and maybe explains to you what the meaning of your test results were and, you know, the things that maybe your doctor doesn't have the time or inclination to discuss with you. So it's launching in the States initially, and it will link up to the US medical record system called EHR, but also the various wellness and health apps we use, like Apple Health, MyFitnessPal, Peloton, those sorts of things. So you link them up, it siphons in the data and then summarizes it for you.
And I don't know, should we be comfortable about all our health information going off to some AI?
Well, you know, I think it's only a matter of time before the NHS sells or barters our information anyway, frankly, because the NHS has got no money and yet it wants the benefit of AI systems. So it's trying to do deals and has done some deals with Google and others to say, we want to benefit from this predictive AI for diagnostics and so forth. But instead of paying for it, we'll let you access this treasure trove of data, which is the NHS. Because in the States, there's so many disparate health providers that there's no single repository of information in the way that the NHS has. So this is very, very valuable data. So my feeling is, you know, the cat's out of the bag. We won't be able to keep our data private. And I'm already doing something similar to this manually with various large language models. I'm sort of uploading documents. So in ChatGPT and Notebook LM, you can upload documents. And it's been really useful. And I think I've said to you before that I've traditionally always been very cautious about my privacy. And I still am. But before, I didn't think what I was getting in exchange for it, which was like free apps and digital baubles, was worth my data. But I think the chance to have better health and possibly a longer life is worth trading some privacy for.
Well, let's have a look at CES, which is the big electronics show in Las Vegas, which has been running over the last couple of days. And I mean, it is a gigantic exhibition, I know, that, and there are many, many, many things, but you've picked out some that you think are the gadgets, remarkable gadgets, and of the future or maybe of this year?
Some of them you can buy now.
Right. Okay.
And but yeah, you're right. I mean, I've deliberately picked things that I think are real, because there is this sort of like vaporware where things get announced but never become products that anyone can buy. These are not those.
Okay.
So the first one is a projector. I know you and I have spoken about projectors in the past versus very large screen TVs. It's the Nebula X1 Pro. And this thing is huge. The pictures don't actually show you how big it is, but it's like a suitcase on wheels that you'd pull through an airport. It's big and it's heavy, and that's why it's on wheels. And it's the world's, well, they're saying it's the world's first mobile theater station, so mobile cinema. It's cinema grade clarity, 4K triple laser system. The sound system is something amazing to behold. It's what's called 7.1.4. So seven speakers, three at the front, center, left, right. Two at the sides, to your left and to your right. Two behind you, so, you know, when the Star Wars spacecraft go whooshing over your head. And four above you to give the sound height. That's what the four is. So in the point one, so the seven speakers, point one is the subwoofer, which is built into the main unit. And then four upward projecting speakers. So you've got this sort of 3D sound.
Right.
And I've said for a long time that much more fuss is made of 4K than proper quality surround sound. But actually, surround sound, in many cases, gives far more noticeable benefits and far more enjoyment, far more immersion than just increasing from HD to 4K. HD to 4K is a real difference, but it's fairly subtle. Not everyone can even tell the difference.
And this thing would be for, presumably, for the super rich to put in their home cinemas and that sort of thing. I mean, it's not...
Yes.
How much does it cost?
It's $5,000.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's so it's less than I thought, actually.
It's not bad because, I mean, something like this can throw a picture. I mean, I haven't seen the actual specs on it, but given the lumen rating, something like this would typically throw a picture of 120 to 150 inches. A TV set, even at the low end of that range, is about $7,000 or $8,000.
Right. And we should explain here, when we say projector, we're not talking about, you know, the old film projectors or anything like that. It's a way of, it's like a smart TV, but it puts it on a blank screen, on a wall or something like that?
So it is a projector. It is like a conventional projector, but it has a number of differences. First of all, it uses laser technology, triple laser. So it's a very sharp, very bright image. But the other thing is it's like the equivalent of a smart TV. So it's got, like a smartphone operating system built into it. So instead of having you can connect things to it like a, you know, Blu-ray player or what have you, but it can just display streamed footage so you can have Netflix and iPlayer and all those good things.
And is that better than having a giant TV?
The thing is, once you get up
to those... Sure.
Well, yes, I think it is, because at that sort of size, a giant TV takes four men, and I mean men, to bring it into the house. You can never move it to another room. You have to have pretty much a surveyor come in and tell you it's safe to mount on the wall because it's such a big, heavy device. People don't realize, but, you know, as the screen size goes up much above 75 inches, it starts to become quite tricky to install these television sets. And they're so unwieldy and so heavy. And something like this, although, you know, it's on wheels, it is on wheels. You can take, if you go camping, you can project it onto an outdoor screen. It's beautiful. It really is. Yeah. It's a really beautiful, immersive experience. Yeah. And the sound system is amazing. And by the way, the way they achieve that 7.1.4 surround is four of the speakers are actually wireless removable. So you take two of them, you put them to your left and your right, two at the back. The front speakers are built in, the subwoofer is built in, and the four at the top is projected upwards. So it gives you this amazing immersive type of sound. I haven't tested this one for all of these things because they're just launched at CES or announced at CES. I'm hoping to test all of them, but I haven't tested them. So okay. I'm working off specs and, you know, knowledge.
Tell us about body scanning. We've been talking about health. What does a body scanner do there?
Yeah. So this is something called the Withings Body Scan 2. So Withings is a company. It's a French company that specializes in smart health monitoring devices. So I've got their sleep mat that goes underneath my mattress and monitors my sleep. You get this hybrid smart watches from them that look like normal watches but still do the job of a smart watch, and has a 30-day battery life because it's only got a small screen as opposed to a Apple Watch. But this is an amazing thing. So this is the Withings Body Scan 2. I actually own the Withings Body Scan 1, and that's an amazing device. This thing goes much further. It measures about 60 different health metrics, and one of the new ones it measures is your blood pressure. It actually does blood pressure. It does a 6-lead ECG. It measures your cardiac efficiency, your metabolic efficiency, your vascular age, which is kind of scary. And it's got you stand on it like a pair of bathroom scales, does the job of bathroom scales, but then you pull up this handle on a cord, a bit like you're doing water skiing. So you hold it in your hands, and that's how it can do a 6-lead ECG. This model also has got a bright colour screen built into the bit that you hold in your hand, so you don't have to peer down at the base unit. And I think part of that is that people don't always want to weigh themselves in front of other people. And what this thing does is it detects who you are from a family, and it adjusts accordingly. And it's also good for people monitoring their menstrual cycles and so forth, if they want to be pregnant or if they're already pregnant. It can be good for that as well. So this is... it's like a pair of scales on steroids, essentially. It's not cheap. I think they're talking about $500, $600 for this thing. The body scan one is going to remain available, and it's about two-thirds of the price of this.
Okay.
But it's quite a unique device, and I think for people who are interested in their health, I found it quite amazing. I use mine every day. It generates reports. The Withings app is actually very good. So it generates reports that I then share with my doctors as well, which is quite helpful.
And he's a picture of health. I can guarantee it. So let's squeeze in.
Yeah.
Let's do one more, if we may. I want to ask you about the Lego brick.
Okay, yeah, so the Lego brick is simple and quick. The Lego Smart Play is a smart brick. So it's a piece of Lego, like a 2x4 piece of Lego, but it's interactive. It's got a speaker, it's got detectors on it, so that when you bring, like, Darth Vader close to it, it plays the Darth Vader music. It just makes everything a lot more interactive. And I really like Lego. I mean, Lego have... they're still, I think, family-run business. You know, they haven't taken any external money, but they've reinvented themselves so many times with the films and the cartoons and everything else. They're quite an amazing company. So when an R2-D2 character comes, it sort of sets off bleeps and blue flashing lights and all the rest of it. So, I mean, I was going to say I wish I was a child again, but it's not going to stop me playing with this, frankly.
Fevzi, thank you. Fevzi Turkalp joining us there, editor of GadgetDetective.com.